First of all, a special welcome back to Avi. Welcome back. Great to have you. Shavu Bonim Legulam. Rabbi said we were analyzing and in the depths of the sugya of Chametz de Isbe Achrayis. Chametz de Isbe Achrayis. You know the pshat, it's psychological. When things start becoming a little loose, so then this starts bothering me. So it's like it's all in the mind. That's and there's nothing changed. It's not so much hotter. It's like really that changed. It's just like the fact that like now it's like I have on me now. So now like becomes something that I become fixated on. But it's all sheker. It's all the HR. It's all like just call a spade a spade. Like Rebbe, there's no reason this should really bother you. There's no difference. Why is this bothering you any more than before? The bar is because like oh come on. Now it becomes a ha. Now, oh, is he wearing a mask? Is he not wearing a mask? Oh, what's this shul doing? Outside kiddush, inside kiddush. You know, oh, we're having a meal. And, oh, yeah, we're going to get a geshmak amatzah, a firm suda. Oh, so why am I even wearing a mask? You know, like all these things are bothering you. Stop. Right. We're learning chametz this be'achrayis, chametz the less be'achrayis. The Gemara introduced us to Haim and Beis, so we were introduced to this idea that you don't even have to own the chametz and already the Torah darshins, right? All the drushes, the Gemara, that such a connection is sufficient to violate the Isser of Baal Yirah, Baal Yimotzeh, the Lav Midoraisa that exists of owning Chametz. However, the Gemara later, right, so on that Gemara, we pointed out, just a little background, we pointed out that there was a major machlokas rishonim what level of achrayos. The Gemara has implications in both directions, as we pointed out, from hey and avov. And actually, there's a concrete machlokas between the rishonim what level of achrayos is necessary. We have different levels of responsibility. The halacha of a shoyel is not the same as the halacha of a shem rizacher. The halacha of a shem rizacher is not the same as a shem rachinim. And all of those shittas really exist in the realms of possibility, legabe our iser of ba'yirah ba'yimotzei of chametz. In Shulchan Aruch, the main two opinions are shomer chinam versus shomer zacher, the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, as we pointed out. On top of that, we pointed out that there's another machlekes based on the Gemara analysis in the Gemara and Davav. The Gemara and Davav talks about a braisa that says a guy walks into Yerushus, and he has chametz in his hand. There's no issue with the fact that he has chametz in his hand. A lot of times, I'm sure you guys have had work in your house, right? You had workers in your house. And they usually leave for like 6 hours in the middle of the day to go get lunch, you know, to find the 7-Eleven nearby. You know, it's nice, it's down the block. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they come back 7 hours later. But, you know, that's a, by the way, you guys should know, it's a type of commercial. Keep it, you know, that's something you want to keep on the radar when you get movers. Anything built by an hour, you got to be careful about that, which in my experience might even could die to get a flat rate and not built by the hour because of that. Just a little bit between the lines of the sugya. But, okay, so that's in terms of his chametz is not a problem. We pointed out the Sharetzian has a chumrah that if I usually give him lunch, like a housekeeper, and now they're going to go get, I give them money, and they're going to go get chametz, and they need the chametz in my house. So even though it's technically, it fits the bill of what the Gemara is saying, it fits the criteria, it's chametz shelo biyado. So the Sharetzian says, that's already marasayin, because it looks like I'm feeding in chametz. So there you have to try to talk about machmir. I've had a few shilohs with that, of letting the guy getting chametz and eating it with you. Good. So that's in terms of what the Gemara says. But then the Gemara says, but if you're mekabel achrayis, if he's mafkid, values, then that's a problem. And that Gemara was important. Legabe, the first half of the sugya, also in the level of achrayis that's necessary. The Rosh is medayik from that Gemara already that the level of achrayis of a stam shomer, shomer chinam, you see implied in the Gemara already that that's all the Gemara was talking about, and that's sufficient to be machayiv you and Baal Yirah Baal Yimotzeh. But then the Gemara qualifies on that, and the Gemara says, but if it's yichud lo bayis, so then that's not going to be a violation, and then it's going to be mutter. So the shaila is, what happened at that juncture? Why did things change when it's yichud lo bayis? So Rashi understood that it's really all the same cheshbon as what we were discussing before. Yichud lo bayis or lo yichud lo bayis is all just a function of whether or not there's an assumed Kabbalah Sachrayis. When I tell you to put something in my house, so Rashi's learning that there's an assumed Kabbalah Sachrayis. When I'm the Achalo Bayis, so Rashi says that that's talking about a situation where you're not Mekabel Achrayis. That's what Rashi says on that Gemara. So that causes all the other Rishonim to jump on Rashi. Really? Is that what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is saying, Yichlo Bayis and Amatzav of Lo Kibel Achrayis. So then how do you read the Hemshech of the Gemara? The Gemara tells you that, well, you see from here, you can deduce from here, the old Shiloh discussed in many areas of Shas of whether or not Spiros is Kanya. When you rent an apartment, does that make it a kinyan? Does it make you responsible for the domain? Or do you say that it's still in the reshus of the maskir? So according to Rashi, what's the handle? What's the diyak? No, there was something fundamental that was missing in this Gemara. It was low key below the Achrayis. That's why I'm not koina. That's why I'm not violated by your Rabbi Yemotzei. It's nothing to do with the halacha of Sfiras Kanya. There was something essential that was missing over here. It was low key below the Achrayis. Yet Rashi says that that's the case of the Gemara, and the Gemara is being medayik Sfiras Kanya. That's the Bam Kasha, the Rishonim, and as well as other kashas. So we pointed out, we defended Rashi, and we said that no, Rashi's saying it's a hemshich of that same idea. If you put it into my Rishos stoma, in a situation where I never enunciated it. If I say put it into my Rishos, so then I'm Mekabel Achrayis. If I say put it into your Rishos, I'm Yichlo Bayis, so Memela, then I was never Mekabel Achrayis. Rashi's talking about the fact that you didn't enunciate anything, so therefore, depending on whether or not it's his bias or your bias, is now going to make a difference if there's an implied and assumed Kabbalah Achrayis in this situation. So that's the Hemshech of the Gemara. But the other Rishonim reject Rashi. And the other Rishonim learn from this sugya a source for a fundamental Yisoid Legabe Chametz that we alluded to. And as Judah pointed out beautifully, that was already referenced on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph from the sugya of Seicher and Maskir. Rishonim see from our Gemara. Finally, we got there. The Gemara and Daf Vav, that it's not enough just to own Chametz to violate by your Rabbi Yimotzi. There's another additional element that's necessary for the entire Maseches Pesachim from Ayur Rabbi Yimotze. And that's based on the Mechilta. And what is that? That it has to be Chametz Bereshusa. So I can have Chametz, it can be my Chametz, but if it's not Bereshusa, so then Midaraisa, again, Midarabonim, they're going to be Maskim, Midaraisa, and I care Midaraisa, why? Because I only, not only because I'm a Shermit Torah Mitzvus, but also I care Midaraisa because it's going to cop business Nafkuminas right now. It's Chametz Shalom Pesach, it's all my. Is all my business, also about, no, did my liquor company just go down south and now I just have to, I can't do anything. I can't even give it to a guy. You know, I'm done. But, you know, do I have anything to rely on? Was there a violation of the Raisa by your Rabbi Yemotze? Is going to be very important. So again, it's a Nachma. So Mishnah Brewer pointed out, oh, we have another Nachlekes Rishonim going on over here. We have another dimension, as we pointed out on Thursday. So any Shilas that you have about comments to keep a level of Achrayis, you also want to ask yourself, was it in your Rishus or was it not in your Rishus? You might save your company by saying that even if it was a real level of Achrayis, the guy was a manager, he's mamish responsible for all the comments. If there's an Inus, let's say that's the situation, yeah, but it's where? It's in the Rishus of the guy, so that can save the company. Since it's in the Rishus of the guy, so at least, but the Evidence Brewer says, I can rely on the Rabbi Natam and the Ramban, even though there was a level of Achrayis that we would say you have to be machmir. Everyone agrees that if it's mamish like a soicher, a shomer soicher, so then you're chayv and bnei avedo. So then that would be a level of a price you have to be machmir for. But what could save the company? What could save you millions and millions of dollars? Everybody side the fact that the Rishonim introduced that there's another element and another dimension that's necessary for chametz. Chametz is not only about bialus. Chametz is not only about responsibility. Chametz is also about where it's located. Huge new element that's being brought into the sugya that we could rely on in the Evid situations, you know, to save the company. Everyone good so far? I didn't even say anything new. Humble on the Shagasai, and the Shagasai says, not so fast. Not so fast, Sadiq. These Rishonim work well in the Gemara. Textually, it's Gevaldik. Yichabo Bayis is Gevaldik. The Hemshik of the Gemara, you first learn the Achrayis, and then the Gemara is introducing a new element. Schiris Kanya is Gevaldik. You know, the whole build-up and the whole process of the Gemara works beautiful. And we now see the Bavli works with the Mechilta. It comes along the Shagasari and he says, I don't understand. Moshe asked yesterday, the whole sugya of Kaifa Lava Zakli, the whole sugya of Mitoy. What Mitoy? Well, why are you burning chametz? Why don't you just have a simple solution in all these situations that mamash could resolve all your problems? Because in order for me to violate Bayer or Bayer Motze, it's got to be on my problem. It's got to be Bershus. And yet, the Gemara never suggests that as a possibility. The Gemara says you got to leave it there. Quite below the second. So you pointed out, guys, correct. If you understand like places, again, we have to, every time we bring up a sugi, we got to think and we got to add. That's the way you learn, by the way. You don't only finish the sugi and say viper. You don't only say, I got these marmakimis and now I'm down, check. No. You build with shots. Rabbi Yashiv only became Rabbi Yashiv because he took what he established himself on that family base and now he applied it to himself on that family base. Judah Samuels took what he did on that Dalet Amin Aleph and now he's applying it to that Vav Amin Aleph. That's the Yisoy, that's the way you become greater and greater, and that's why, that's the Vorder Chaim Shmulevitz. The word in the Sphere Saimer, so you all heard the word, but I don't wanna say the word. I'm not trying to say a chiddush right now. I'm trying to make you understand what the word means. Rabbi Akiva, when he was saying that I can't say hello to my wife because 12 years and 12 years is not the same as 24 years, that's the Yisoid in Shas. You know, it's a retifus, it's tmimus diyena, Sphere Saimer. It's a buildup. One day leads to the next. That's the Yisoid Adomer, that's the Shmuz, that's what the process that we find ourselves, that's what Rabbi Akiva was telling us. It's got to be Tumim. And that's Tumim Tiyah Mashem Lokecha. It's got to, can't be like a scatter here, a scatter there. You're going to be end up with nothing. If you don't, you have a little icing over here, you have a little icing over there, you don't have any cake. You got no layers. I want a 7-layer cake. I don't want just chocolate on top. I'm not going to scoop out the chocolate. Give me a binyan. Give me some sort of foundation. That's part of the Yisod. So now when we go back to that Gemara, so it's true. If you hold like Taisus that the Pshat in that Gemara, because again, you got to ask yourself, why are you playful of a Zakli? Why are you burning this Chametz? There's Mamish Yisurim Daraisa that are walking around over here. So again, so if you hold like what you guys said beautifully yesterday, like Taisus that the Pshat in that Gemara is a Chiddush Niflo, it's the Koyach of Mukta that Chacham had to make physical Devarim. So that would really answer my Kash over here also. Fine. That's why I'm not picking it up. That's why I can't get rid of it. That's why I can't kick it off the rishos. By the way, not so clear. Is that really true? Does muktzah now necessitate that I can't move this item, Rabbi Yisai? Who knows here something about muktzah? Not to put you all on the spot. Moshe, does muktzah, you like tangents, does muktzah require that I can't move this item?
Uh-oh.
Why?
Does that have to be like a direct result?
I can't hear you, sir.
Doesn't have to be like a direct result. Like, for example, like a light switch is plugged, like not like a cord is plugged in. It's not like you can take that around. But if it was plugged in, you can't.
So what? Nakomo? Oh. So I set up a trap and I wanted you to fall in. Excellent. Sarach Nakomo is not mutter by muktzamash. The big mistake that people think.
That's a player.
And we learn, what do you mean? Let's say Julian setting up a case like this. I need to sit in that spot. So now I'll pick the mukta up. I'll move it outside. I'll have it in my hand and I'll move it outside. Right. Let's say Julian would set up a case that I need the mukta. By the way, you should know that some place can say if you want to move the mukta, if you want to move the you can make it with Sarif Makol. Like, I'll sit in that spot, right? The Mishabura talks about that, but you have to talk to use it, and if not. So that's a big mistake, everybody. Say, everyone listen to me carefully. A lot of people mess this up. There's a difference, right? Jack, this is you. There's a difference between what? Jack and I just finished Hopeless Mokza on Sunday night's SCP. But, the Bechino. There's a difference between mukta mamish and klisha malachta le'is. A klisha malachta le'is are a vessel, a keli, that is used for iser, namely, like what? What do you mean, Rabbi? A hammer, a pen, right? This is not mukta. This is a kli. It's not like mukta is something that has no mishtamshus on Shabbos. Junk. It's a mavon and va'afer. There are a few other categories of mukta. That's mukta, right? This is not mukta. This is a usable item. It's a kli, right? It's just what? It's miyuchad le'iser. It's used for a malach. This is not the same category as Moshe. I don't have time to get into it, Rabbi Yisai. I can give you a whole shir on this, just the rise of this yisod. But this is not considered Moshe. And that's why Chachamim made a leniency when it comes to a kli shabbat le'iser, that it can be mutter to move utzarf kufur or utzarf makom. It's in your spot. It's on your chair. So that's what the Chazal said. You can move the turf. That would not be this. This is mukta. This is mukta. Chametz and Manish can't move, right? Think back. Erev Pesach, Shalos B'Shabbos this year. Everybody said the clock struck not the fifth hour, the sixth hour. Once it became Aser B'Anom and Derabbanan. The clock struck. What was it? 11:41. So then you were not allowed. What I pointed out to the shul, what was a chetza shel mitzvah, just transformed to be a chetza shel isur. That challah you were eating in your suda just changed in the middle of Shabbos. Unbelievable. Now becomes mukta. So the tzar chachom is not going to help me. So what is going to help me? So there's a chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Chazanish disagrees. Major debate between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish. Remember this, Jack? Whether that tiltal begufo is okay. If I have an indirect way of being metallico, it means like this. I move the mukta like this. Or I'll kick it with my foot in an abnormal way. Right? That's called tiltal begufo. There's tiltal biyadayim, and then there's tiltal begufo. Tiltal begufo, right? That's a heter of the Mishnah Berurah.
Is that different than kalachar yad?
So, I'm not sure what you mean, because Kalachar Yad is like a shinud, right? Kalachar Yad is usually used in the concept of the malachos, that I want to, you know, do a malacha instead, and I'll do it in an abnormal manner. Over here, it's not the fact that you're doing it in an abnormal manner, it's just that you're not being metaltal be a diet. You're using some other part of your goof to be metaltal it, you know, you could call it kalachriyat, but I don't think that it's not working with the same mechanics. So it's not we don't phrase it the same way. Shalzan writes, if it's normal for you to do that, so then that would be a problem. I asked Rosh Hashanah, actually, he disagrees with this attack of Shalzan, because we're talking about closing a car door. Let's say there were no lights involved. So would you be allowed to kick the car door? So for me, whenever I have packages, the normal way is for me to kick the door closed. So is that going to be heter al tilta begufa? So Shlomo Zalman says no. So Shechter says no. It's tilta be a daim versus tilta begufa. That might Asher, that child that machlokes between Shlomo Zalman and Shechter might be the nachmina of whether you call it klach or yad or tilta begufa, because if Shlomo Zalman held it had to be abnormal, or if Shechter held no, it's just not tilta be a daim. Even if it's normal, it would be mush. So let's say I would. Okay, Chazanish disagrees with that, but let's assume like the Mishnah Berurah right now. Rav Ozer says that you could rely on the Mishnah Berurah and Makom Tzarech, even if in general you try to be mad for the Chazanish. So the Shaila is: let's say I would kick my chametz outside my house onto the street. So even according to Taisus, I might have an answer. Right? Yeah, Judah.
When they're not working, you're being mocked or something like
that. Yeah, not being mocked here. It's just outside my rishus. The whole shiloh of Hefker on Shabbos was Alt Kinyon. When Chazal said in Beitz Lamed Vav, you're not allowed to make a Kinyon on Shabbos, so they didn't include Hefker. So the Ramban said that, yeah, they include Hefker, and therefore the Rabbeinu Tam's wrong. That Bittel can't be Mitan Hefker, because then this year Pesach would have been us. But that's because you're making a kinyan. Over here, I'm taking a piece of chametz, a challah roll, and I'm kicking it into the rishus. I didn't make any kinyan. I own it. But now, according to these rishayim, I now created a mechanism that even though I own something, it's missing the second dimension to be mechayiv you. Because the mechilta says I need it to be rishus. So yeah, and Hanami. So Benny's pointing out, if you didn't have an Eruv, so then you would have an issue of Hotsah, that wouldn't be an option. But let's say I live in Woodmere. I could do it there, and I trust the Eruv. We'll be talking about whether you should or not. No, that's so.
Yeah,
But it could be Adam Irish Host, but it's still not Lacha Lotza. Yeah, who was first? Jack? I think Jack.
I don't know if the
I can't hear you, Jack.
So that
has nothing
to do with the
Shos. Doesn't matter. Shalcha is null. Rabbi said it's not.
Why is he in the book?
The Rishonim are saying now that it's not enough just Shalcha. That's what the Rishonim are saying. They don't disagree with the Gemara on that page. Jack, didn't the Rishonim say over here from Yichud Abayis that it's not enough to have just Shalcha?
Yes,
yeah, that they're saying that, but they're plugging that in that to that Gemara. They're not disagreeing with the Gemara.
I'm looking at it later in the Shabbos Arya and the
Tosca and the Tosca and the Tosca.
He says there wouldn't be enough.
Okay.
So, say it, one is enough.
No, but
it's still yours.
He's not, the Rishonim say you need both entities. You need both attachments. I don't think that's an option.
Okay. According to the Bible, you know, for a
more attachment,
meaning it's like
you're
kind of
quasi. Oh. Now you're already getting to the possible text. That's question number one, please. Quite full of us, please. What's the entire assumption? Just get it off your problem. Yeah, Ben.
I don't think so. Is
just a way. The whole pshat of the Gemara in that book is that if you have chametz, you find chametz in your hand, house, for whatever reason, you're not allowed to burn it. For whatever reason, you're not allowed to take it out. Mukta, whatever, however you fill in based on the different shittas of the Rishonim. But I got a problem over here. The Chum said, any chametz that's in my house, it's not enough just to leave it there. I have to make a heker. I have to put a mechitza. I can't put a mechitza on Shabbos Yom. Why can't I put a mechitza on Shabbos Yom? What? It's a malachi. You can't be baina. A mechitza on materis. The same reason I can't make a mechitza to now have tashmish with my wife. You know, anything that's going to be matir, I'm not allowed to put a mechitza. The only mechitza I am allowed to put up is a mechitza in shul. Why? Because you don't really need a mechitza in shul. I didn't really mean that. So don't take that out of context and don't post it on why you post it. But that's the Ramah says. What I just said is the Ramah. But trust me, that'll get on. I'm going to be the new Twitter. What was it called?
There are a lot of unorthodox shul that are
in the Twitter. What was that? What the Twitter? Twitter celeb. So the Ramah writes like that on Shabbos. The Ramah says that you're allowed to put a mechitza. Mechitza. About the shul needs a mechitza. Abadi, you should have a mechitza. But the Ramah says mechitza is letznias ba'alma. It's not the etzem hamachitza amateris. No one would say that if I daven next to a woman, I'm not yetzei tefila. It's not sanua. And if the woman wasn't covered appropriately, then that's a problem. Yeah, you're saying kriyishma, you know, in front of a woman that doesn't have her cover. That's a problem. You know, that's an issue. Tefila b'makom, but mechitza is not considered mechitza amateris. That now something was usher and this was matir, that now is going to be mutter. So it's a little ironic, like the whole act. Everyone associates mechitza is that for something in shul. You know, that's actually, you know, or building a sukkah, adding another wall to a sukkah. That's mechitza amateris. They can't meet on sukkahs without that other wall, without that dimension. So here it's just to create a hecker. I don't think it's really assuming that it's outside my rishus. I think I'll be din and chush and mish, but everyone would hold that even if I put a mechitza in front of it, it's still mine and it's still in my province. It's still in my domain. So, Rabbi Isai, that's question number one. Question number two is the question that I left off yesterday. The Gemara on the above of the tells us, Haboidik Tzarashivato. We instituted, Amar Rabbi Yudam Rav, we instituted, but when a person does bedik on Leil Pesach, on Erev Pesach, it's not enough for him to do a bedikah, but he should already be mevat the chametz. The Gemara is the other. Why is it necessary to do the bedikah and let him be fine. Let him deal with it. So the Gemara says because maybe you're going to find the gluska yafe, v'daita yilavei, and his das is going to be on it. So the Gemara says okay, fine. So if he finds the gluska yafe, v'daita yilavei, so let him be mevat it. So the Gemara says no, but maybe he's going to find it at a time where it's going to be lebasser yisira, and the bittel is not going to work. So Brekta Shekhas Arya is, so still what? Why do you need any bittul? What's the kash of the Shekhas Arya, everybody say? According to the Ramban, the Ran, the Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu David, all these Rishonim that disagree with Rashi. I'm Sachem, that Vavim and Aleph. Right, what? You have another Eitzah. What's my other Eitzah? What? Move it out of your property. Shemi Yitzah Glusko Yafa. You'll move it out of your property. and then you'll be A-OK.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Is the Shagas Arya saying that when I move it out of my property, I can do that during Pesach, or it's before Pesach where I moved it out of my property and therefore... But during Pesach, is he saying also during Pesach?
Yeah, why not?
Would that be obsolete? It is considered, according to the Rabban, if it's considered effective as reason, so would be saying that it's kind of obsolete in a certain way, and therefore it's a problem for them.
I don't know.
According to that whole, then it is not obsolete, like the road, that it's like that. Like flushing down the road, like that. So
that's an interesting question. I don't know. Here, you're not really destroying it. You're just circumventing that it's not on my show. It's not on my property.
So
that's passion number two. Then the Shagas Arya introduces another Gemara. What's the Gemara Psof of Zayin Abis? The old machlekes that we've been talking about for months between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbanan have the shita that you could be mashbis chametz b'chol davar. You don't have to necessarily burn. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and learns out from Noisar that the requirement of burning chametz is specifically with sreifa and only sreifa. So the Gemara says that chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. Why do chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda? Because nimtza that you're making a limud from Noisar that's going to cause a kula. You think you're being machmir, you're actually going to cause a kula. Because nimtza yoyshev u'batel, the Gemara says. You're going to have a situation where, what's going to happen? This always happens, everybody say. You're planning all the time. You're planning, it's going to be great. We're going to have an unbelievable beer chametz. It's going to be geschmack. We're going to get all the chevra. My kids this year, the first year, they wanted to have, we missed it. I was by the Mechira, and I didn't make it back in time from Ray Williams Mechira to get to the Sreif in Fairlawn. We just did one in the backyard. We had some bricks, and we just made a Sreif, and made a beer there. So, you know, you get everything together. You get the bricks, you get all the chevra, you get the music, you get everything going, and what do you forget? You forget the basics. You forget the matches. You know, sometimes you're preparing. You have the whole you know, the whole ceremony, the flowers, the band, everything. You forget, the guy forgets the ring. You know, the whole, the beautiful part from the Simcha Bunim. The Gemara in Irvin says, "Hai alma kebei hilula dami." Very strange Gemara. The world is like a marriage home. Hai alma kebei hilula dami. It's like marriage. The Rebbe, the different pshatim and what the Gemara means. The Rebbe Rabunim said, "Mayer the Gevurah." This Gevurah changed my life. He said, "Everyone spends so much money. The Mechatanim argue with each other about the flowers and how many of these bands and where it's going to be and how many people and you know and Chasen Kala and all these different details and all this stuff and all the prep. You put in all this investment and all this time. Which, by the way, everybody says you should remember. Then you listen carefully. You're not going to even remember the details." But don't get carried away with that, because I don't even remember my mom, like the actual day of the wedding. More important to remember and to focus on where you go afterwards. Like, I mean, that's not just a Musa Shmuz, you really don't remember. It's like a big whirlwind. But says the Rebbe, and then what happens? The guy does all this prep time, he does all this hafana, and he gets under the chuppah, and what? And no one's even listening. Everyone's on their cell phone. Everyone's talking with each other. No one even knows if the guy even said the words appropriately that creates the Chalois Kedushin of Harei HaMikudesh Asli Kedav Azu Kedav Smeish of Yisrael. The whole first paragraph of Kedushin has different Lashonis that he can mess up the Kedushin. Right? But it was hundreds of thousands of investments of all these things on the outside, and there might not even be a kosher aid under the Chuppah, and no one would even know. The ceremony would go on. There would be a whole dancing, and everyone would be screaming, and and there actually wasn't even a chasana. You have to call over the way. You have to call over the aid. And by the way, you don't even know. Everybody say half the time you don't even know when there's a shiloh with the chuppah behind the scenes. The rope. We try to do it to make sure to figure it out so you guys don't know about it. Certain times you have to actually do the real chasana, not in public, not in the chuppah, not in front of everyone's eyes. But that's life. That's the entire story of life. Hai alma kibehi luladamya. Everyone gets lost with all these other things that are such narishkeit and are like, and are noise and things that are there to enhance all of the actual ceremony. And what? He doesn't even say the word Ariyam Kadesh Asli. No one even knows. There weren't even kosher eaten there. The actual essence didn't even happen. But everyone's so focused and everyone continues on with the ceremony. You gotta focus on what's essential, what's real, what matters, what's pivotal. Because Mama, should you hear the story that you gave? Such gold that was. Applies to all of us on every, at so many levels in our lives. Ever I am lost. What?
Matches.
Oh yes, you can make a whole beer from it, and you don't even have the matches. So that's what Gemara says. So what's going to be? Chacham say, or Yehuda, you're so machmer that we have to learn out from Nosar that it has to be dafka sreifa, and you have to burn it. That's the only way to destroy the chametz. The nimzachumra kula, you're going to be yoshev b'batel. You're not, and now you're going to what? You're going to violate the isurim because you had this chumra. Then it's got to be sreifa. So stop being so from Rabbi Yehuda. Stop being so from and making your drushes that you have to learn from Yehuda, because now you're making a kal v'chomer that's going to actually cause a major kula, and I don't like the kal v'chomer. What was the kal v'chomer? Madach noiser, that's what? That there's no buyer of my matzah, thank you. And you have to burn it, so chame, it's kal v'chomer. That was Rabbi Yehuda's kal v'chomer, sir. We're going to say back to Rabbi Yehuda, what? And you think that's a kal v'chomer? And you're going to be stuck without the fire, without the kerosene, without the matches. You're going to be stuck without the you focused on the bricks and everything else, and the music and the ceremony and the like, the Omer pit, and then you don't even have the matches to actually ignite the fire. You can't learn about that. Back to Shagas Aryeh. Why Nimzuchon Rakula? The great eight? According to the Ramban, according to the Ram, according to Rabbi Nadav, according to Rabbi Natan, according to the way they understand Sachem Dachov, we have a problem understanding this Gemara's Kashem, Chacham, on Rabbi Yehuda, Nibzachum Rakula. Just get the Chametz off your Rishus. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd never violate the Surah. And you never be in a matzah that nimsochum rapu. Three eisenakashas. We say, I was tapping the Benny today. Shagas Aryeh is not hard. It's just that he had a style of learning, which was the Gedolei Achronim, before of Chaim. Chaim Brisker like becomes like more analytical, complex. Over here, the Shagas Aryeh, it's all just right. It's all exactly what it's all tmimus. It's all just build off, like, wait, what was the conclusion of that Gemara? What was going on? And then he just throws in, okay, let's analyze according to Rashi, according to Rabbi Natan. You know, it's just, you could do this. You could totally do this. It's just that the Shagas Aryeh had clarity. Shagas Aryeh had a focus. Shagas Aryeh wasn't pulled in every direction. He wasn't distracted. That's why everything is really, everyone encourages you, Rabbi Say, to focus, to be there, to be, you know, to be consistent. It's not only because you have to be there for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also your productivity. You know, like, if you're in, half out, you're shaking, you're it's just not going to work. You're not going to get the riots. Like, you want to swim with the Shagas Aryeh, so jump in the pool. But you gotta start swimming. You know what I'm saying? Like, these things aren't complex. Any one of the kashas that I just asked is not a complex kasha. They're basic kashas. Mar Dafal became the Shagas Aryeh because he was the one who was able to compile all these things and come with it, draw these conclusions. I'm just saying his level of thinking is not so complex. Before you actually like do this and accomplish all these things, at the beginning of the year, I would throw you a Shagas Aryeh, you'd all get, whoa, Shagas Aryeh, you know? But like now, it's just like, oh, I could do that. I hear that. I could relate to that. That's why I got you guys this gift. That's why I wanted to adopt the Shagas Aryeh, because it became part of your life, it's part of your vernacular. Shagas Aryeh is now something that I could handle, you know? That's when people quote Shagas Aryeh, the other people listen. The right people, you know what I'm saying? People that are under the chuppah, not on the outside. You know? Rabbi Sai comes along the Shagas Aryeh and he says, "Mikoyach all of these kashas, I want to say a chiddush nifla ad l'moed. And that is to qualify and to defend all these rishayim. And it's the following. It's true. Rishayim tell us that in order to violate Bayira Bayimotze, it's not enough just to attach yourself to the chafetz of chametz and to be linked to the chafetz of chametz and to have that achrayus or to own the chametz in a classic sense. It's true that it also has to be in your domain in order to what? Violate Bal Yira u Bal Yimotze. But that's not the only thing that I have to make sure to do. What else do I have to make sure to do? I have to be mekayim the mitzvah, or perhaps even the iser of Tashbisu Sa'or. Says the Shagas Aryeh, it's true I can circumvent and I can figure out how not to violate the law of Bayra Bayimotze by now missing that element and that dimension that the Rishonim are introducing to me on that Bava Menalot that I don't violate Bayra Bayimotze. But who says that Tashbisu, the mitzvah, the iser of Tashbisu, is synonymous with the love of Bayra Bayimot? The Koyach Mischidish says the Shagasari, you can answer all of these kashas. Let's start from the last kash. The Gemara and the Daf Zayin. What's the Nekudah? If I want you to ask me, just in one word, what is the Nekudah Samachlekis, the Gemara Samachlekis, Rabbanan Seyach, Pasasa Bechol Dover? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you learn out from Noiser that Tashbisu is what? Because why? A Kal V'Chomer, if Noiser doesn't have Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, so then, and yet you have to burn it, so too Chomets, Allah is Kama V'Kama, which has Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, you have to burn it. So that's their machlekes, and Chacham respond, that hints a pulo pulo, you're going to be stuck there without the matches, and you're now going to be Yoshibu Batal, and you're not going to what? You're not going to what? Is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan arguing about that Bal Yira Bal Yimotze, Rabbi Say? No!
Tashbisu.
They were arguing about Tashbisu. Zok the Shagasari, that's Gevaldik. I'm masking in the world of Tashbisu. Tashbisu means, says the Shagasari, destruction. No one can hold, and this answers your Kasha Moshe L'Chara about Akshave, no one can hold that the fact that the domain and the location of this item is now in another place, that's going to be considered a kiyum and a fulfillment of destruction of Tashbisu. Are they like at a traffic light or are they moving? Maybe someone from Watch Tonight just became the President of the United States. I don't know. It'd be a parade, a celebration. It's all possible, Rabbi Say, these days. Hebra. I remember when I was in college. Do you guys remember a guy, Sammy Sosa? Or he was on the Cubs or something? So he was like big in baseball, like when I was in college. Like about, how long ago was that? 15 years ago? 20 years ago? So, the Washington Heights was like crazy. Like with like when he was like, and like apparently he won MVP or something. I remember there was like a van, like this parade, and like on the side of the van, it said like Sosa MPV. It was like the best moments ever. But so Zokta Shagasari, that's the Nakudas on Achloikis. It's about Tashbisu, it's not about Bayro Bayimotze. Irchnami! My Kasha is not a Kasha from that Gemara. And the mailer of said that's going to be the aside to answer all the other Gemaras, Zokta Shagasari. Koifa love is actually why? Just get it off the property because you're not going to take care of everything that you need to take care of. I have an Isser, I have a mitzvah of Tashbir, so I don't normally have Bayir Rabbi Yimotz. Avad and Shag Zari is going to be masking, get it off the property. You do benefit by getting it off the property. What do you benefit, Rabbi Sai? You're not fulfilling everything, but at least you could save yourself from Lavin every second. Every second you're violating Lavin. Right? Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva about Chometz Shalom Al Pesach, about a manager in a store. Right? So Rav Moshe says, you should sell the chametz on his behalf. Because the Shayel asked Rav Moshe, perhaps we shouldn't sell the chametz on behalf of a non-Purim person who's going to leave his store open. Why? Because you're actually going to cause a problem. Because now when he buys it back and he does a Maisa Kinyan, now according to the Rami, he gets Malkus. And beforehand, he wouldn't even just get Malkus, he would just own it. Says Rav Moshe, I'd rather save him from many Isurim Kalim on every piece of chametz that he's not going to necessarily make a Kinyan, and let him violate in Isur more Chomer. The Ram says like that. Let him violate in one shot, even if he's going to be cutting on some chametz back, to violate an Isur chametz. You see, chametz every second I have an Isur. So Avad, I want to get rid of that. Avad, I'm going to get it off the property. But it's not going to resolve all my situations. So therefore, the Gemara says, or you have to explain why you didn't take care of it until the buyer Rabbi Yomotze, you know, as because the Gemara is not saying what I'm saying. The Gemara is saying covering. The Gemara is not saying to get it off the property. So you have to say whatever Mukta and all the other explanations. But there was an option to get it off the property, and that is something that has to be dealt with. But it wasn't a solution because there was going to be a problem of tashbis. Also, when it comes to Abayidik, Tzarek Shayyavatza. So it's not gonna resolve everything because you're still going to have an issue with the issue of Tashbis. So basically, this is fascinating. What the Shagas Aryeh is doing something fundamental to Masechus Pesach. He's distinguishing and he's separating the Baal Yirah, Baal Yimotze, and the Tashbis. So they're not necessarily Hainu Ha. They're not necessarily linked one to another. And Tashbisu is not just a chitimtza to not violate Baal Yirah Baal Yimotze. Rabbi Yisai, who is this against? Oh, so it could be arguing with Lamed Tiglatzeh. I don't know if it's Mukhov, but on Derech Moshe, what Moshe is saying, the Reb Chaim said, the reason why the Rambam doesn't hold it to Lamed Tiglatzeh is because it's only if it's a din in the chametz that the way you have to deal with it, and it's not according to the chachamim that doesn't exist. Hashpas also is the whole davar because it's just a chitimtza had it not violated by your rabbi yimotzi. Whereas according to Rabbi Yudi, you have to burn it, and there's a mitzvah specifically on the chepta shel chametz that Rabbi Chaim explains that's machlokes tanaim. According to Rosh Hashanah Aryeh, that's not the case. Even according to chachamim, even the Dorim and Hashpas also the whole davar. It seems to be that he's understanding that there's a certain formula, and it's not just a din on the gavra that we have to make sure that he's not going to violate Baal Yirah Baal Yimotze. So you see, not like there's a little point that I just noticed that you see, not like the Reb Chaim from the Shagas Aryeh's whole yisoid over here that he's being mechadish. But there is one other nekuder of Yisrael that needs to be addressed and pointed out when it comes to the Shagas Aryeh, and it's not what we're all focusing on. For our sugya, for our intents and purposes, Rabbi say we're coming out with a chiddush from the Shagas Aryeh that tashbisu will not be fulfilled if you get it off the property, and that's not what the Rishonim we're talking about. The Rishonim we're talking about Baal Yirah Baal Yimotze. For Rabbi say, I want to ask you a following situation. There's total chametz that you didn't take care of. You didn't do a mechira, you didn't take care of. There's chametz that you found, right? What's the Shagas Aryeh saying? Yeah. Getting it off the property or selling it to a guy, says the Shagas Aryeh, he writes in there, right? I believe he said that, right? Even la'achar zman yisuro. Didn't he say this? Let's say I would sell to a guy after this man is. So now you'll tell me, what do you mean? How do you sell it? It's asur b'ana. It's not asur b'ana to the guy. So I'm now making it that it's out of my domain, even after the zman iser. So I think most poskim would have thought, what do you mean? You can't. Zman achas zman iser. It's out of your shus. You can't do a sale. Shekes Ari is saying, no, I could fix off Bali Rabbi Yimotze even after the Zman Isser, and there would be, according to the Shekes Ari, there would be a point to sell the Chametz even after the Zman Isser because I'm being Motzi Mershusi.
That's what only
be out in the Shekes Ari. Listen,
but that would only be like Mikan Haba, no?
What? Yeah.
That'll
Chametz Sheni Yadua, maybe I don't violate Bali Rabbi Yimotze. That's the first week of Shir. That places and the rush on Kafalik, right? So he says what? What? One second. Where does he say this?
Why would you recommend doing that and not destroying it?
Because you don't accomplish by destroying it. You can't be Mekayim Tashbih. I'm sorry. No, I'm not allowed to burn it on Pesach. I want to know if a person did sell it, would that work? Let's say I can't get to it. Would there be a purpose of Mechira? I would understand. Up until now, I assume there is no Mechira. It's not yours. Mechira can't work anymore. So he points out over here in the footnote, "Hine Ravina Chiddush Bezatarti." The Lachar Zman Isur Linyan Alav the Bayiro Mahani Gank Shemoytzi Rishuso O Machdiru Beis the Kevin the Kmar Cholov Amitzatash Bezu Chayav Lebarim and Olov Lo Man Mash Machdiru Motziu. Let's say I only want to take care of the Lav. So it sounds like from the Shagas Aryeh that if I sold it to a guy, even after Chatzos, right, even after the Isur, that would already, at least it's being motziyah from my rishus, and I would save myself a hatzalah portal, a little bit of a salvation. Other places can say no. Once it's chametz, that the Torah was machlis back to the rishus, so memela, it's not sellable. It's not, even though you find the hechitimtzus to get it out of your rishus by giving it to a guy, and he could be kainet, but it goes back to your rishus, and memela, it's not yours. But according to the Shagas Ari, you know, I could change the metzias of the rishus on this, and I could at least help half the situation in terms of the Yisr Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzi. That's just a fascinating diuk that that the Paiskim might discuss. It's just an unbelievable, that can you resolve half the situation when you need Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzi to get it off your property in whatever shape or form, that the Shagazari is assuming that even though I can for Tashbisu, I can for Ba'yiro Ba'yimotzi, and Tashbisu and Ba'yiro are not necessarily connected, even though Rabbi said we did have Shitas that very much connected them, right? If you remember the Ran at the beginning of the year, Rabbi Yisrael, in the Kesef Mishnah, when we explained the concept of being Masha Chomet placed on Chavtes, on Manas Levaro, we said the Lav is not a Metzias of owning Chomets. The Lav is a Lav of being Masha Chomets and not doing the Tashbisu. And they're so interconnected that Adarabba, not only is it a Lav and Itagla Esek, they're defined one by the other. And if I'm leaving it around in order to be mashbis, then obviously I'm not violating the law. This Shagas Ari is absolutely against this, which should not be a chiddush to you. Because Rabbi Sai, one of the first Shagas Aris we did in the Zman, all the way back to January, was the Shagas Ari what? That destroyed Toysus on that Fortes. Shagas Ari that thought it was utterly ridiculous to tell you that Ba'yira Ba'yimotze and Tashbisu are connected, and that you could save yourself from Lav and Ba'yira Ba'yimotze because of Tashbisu. I never saw anyone connect this, Rabbi. I actually just realized it right now as I'm giving shir. But these two Shagas Aryas are very much Hava Hatalia. The Shagas Arya that says against places on Chavtes that you could be Masha Chometz Al Menas Levar, that destroys that, is very much L'shitasa L'chayra to this Shagas Aryan Siman Pei Gimel that explains, according to the Rishonim, that introduced the other element of Vershuso, L'gabe Chametz, that you can resolve the issue of Vayra Bayimatze and resolve the issue of Tashmizu in totally different ways, in totally different methods. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but I'm just saying, he happens to disagree with that. So he doesn't connect that. So that nature of thinking definitely lends himself that even within that Shita, he wants to separate between the two. Because I'm just saying, he didn't have our pshat of the way we approach the Ran and the way we explain the Kesef Mishnah, that why Masha Menas Levar is mut. He rejects the whole concept. So I'm just saying that makes sense, that now he could also Lishitaso separate between these two concepts because they're bechlal not interlinked according to his line of reasoning.
Ravi?
Yeah.
According to Shaga, sorry, that it's all about Rishus, though. Then it's not enough to just sell your chametz, and you have to sell the whole house, no?
No. What do you mean? No. He's saying chametz that was in my Rishus and that I own, once Pesach starts, now to be Mekayim Tashbisu, it's not enough to just put it out of your Rishus. If I'm not your chametz before, and if I don't own the chametz, it's not mine, so then that Tashbisu was never chal on such a piece of chametz. Here we're talking about a situation that the Isser chametz started, the Pesach began, and you didn't take care of it, now you want to resolve it, now you can't just kick it out of your Rishus. Because it was already chal, and once it's chal, you can get it out of Rishus for Bali Rabbi Matze. Can't get it out of Rishus for the Mekayim, the Din, and the essay of Tashvis. Rabbi Isai, we have two more stages left in the Sugya. I didn't really talk about the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yoina. We have to get back to that Rush and Rabbeinu Yoina. Very, very sussum what the Rush says, what the Rabbeinu Yoina says. And on that, there's an additional Shagasari. I don't know if I put it on the Maram Rafemis, but what? Well, I have to find it. Did I not text it? I didn't put it in the WhatsApp group? What? Maybe. Hey, Ches, I put on? Oh, no. That was by Mazagaku. So it could be I didn't put this on. No, I think it's in Pei Gimel. It's the same Chagas Aryeh. It's just later in the... Oh, yeah. It's by the Ge'oinim. It's Pei Gimel, where he talks about the Rosh of the Ran. Yeah, they're the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yoina. Yesh Magoinim. And here it's Sivkot and Tezayim. Va'atik Divrei HaRosh Perakamah D'Psachim. He quotes the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yoina, and he attacks the Rosh. Very sussum, Rabbi Yisai. Very not, very big nafkamina. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, this Rosh and the Ran. About, not in we've been talking about, Rabbi Yisai, the Nifka, that he's Chayav Ba'achrayis. We haven't mentioned at all, what if you're talking about a Jew? What Moshe puts chametz into my rishus, right? And now, if I'm a Kabbalah Achrayis, we've learned in this sugya that could be a real nafkamina la'alach, and I could be chayav for that chametz. What about Moshe? We've never mentioned one thing about the mafkid. We've all been talking about the chiddush of, wow, you don't even need the old chametz. Chametz this be Achrayis, Hashem Achim, Hashem Zocher, right? Our whole shmooze, it's all been about the nifka. What if it's a Jew? What's a mafkid? Is he responsible? Is he not responsible? So that's what you have to go carefully, everybody. So the Rush, Rabbeinu Yoina, it's the Chalal not clear what they're saying, and that's why the Shagas Aryeh a little bit tries to elucidate differently between the Rush, itself. And so the end of this Siman, in Tzivat Pei Gimel, where he talks about the Rush and Rabbeinu Yoina, I and Shem will deal with that tomorrow.